But it changes on the way. But for today, look for a sun and cloud mix. It's going to be a little warmer than it has been. A high temperature up to about 76 today. Clouds on the increase tonight, but dry during the evening. Maybe a couple of showers in the overnight hours. Low 56. Then tomorrow, showers and thunderstorms. High around 71. Then becoming partly cloudy as the storm system moves away tomorrow night. Overnight low 53. On Friday, mid-70s. A sun and cloud mix, but dry during the daytime. Maybe a stray shower Friday night. But a perfect weekend coming up. 77 Saturday, near 80 Sunday with sunshine. Our weather app keeps you on top of weather changes all the time with push notifications for severe weather alerts. Go to the App Store and search Rich Thomas Weather. From the Blue Water Weather Center, this is Rich Thomas.
From Alabama News Network, I'm Andrew James. Here's a look at today's headlines. Governor Kay Ivey is meeting with high-level automotive executives in Japan this week. Ivey and a team of economic development specialists left Tuesday. They'll be speaking with representatives from Toyota, Mazda, and Honda. People living in the Cottage Hill neighborhood of Montgomery are excited for the opening of the National Memorial for Peace and Justice Thursday. For the past year and a half, residents say they've watched the memorial rise from the ground up, and they're hopeful for what the increased foot traffic in their neighborhood will do for local business. And a man who disarmed a gunman accused of killing four people at a Nashville Waffle House received a standing ovation from Tennessee lawmakers. James Shaw Jr. was honored by the Tennessee legislature on Tuesday. And that's a look at today's headlines. For more on these stories and others, watch Alabama News Network on CBS 8 and ABC 32. I'm Andrew James.
Needing shirts for your school's spring fling and field day or graduation and senior shirts? AKD is the answer. How about a shirt for your class or family reunion or your church's vacation Bible school? AKD is your number one choice. Hello, this is Greg Schaefer with AKD Screen Printing, Embroidery, and Advertising Specialties. As spring rolls in and summer fast approaches, it's time to start thinking t-shirts. With over 30 years' experience, a fantastic art department and production team, AKD is the perfect partner to help outfit your group. Working closely with one of our sales representatives through the process of choosing the perfect shirt, creating your custom design, and then following it through the printing schedule, our team at AKD works hard to make this process smooth and stress-free, and we always meet your deadline. You can reach us at our Montgomery office at 277-8433 or in Prattville at 361-2133 or online at goakd.com. That's goakd.com.
Hey, it's Lyle. Marguerite's Exquisite Jewelry, now located in Pepperton Shops by Chappie's on Vaughan Road. And it's springtime, so it makes us think of spring cleaning. And just want to remind people that we run a wonderful service where we'll buy estate jewelry, a single piece of jewelry. Mostly we're looking for gemstones, diamonds, gold, platinum. We'll either trade it, we'll make something new for you, or we'll hand you a check to walk away with. So think about us for that. Marguerite's, now in the Pepperton Shops, right by Chappie's. Thank you.
When you hear people talking about a Krispy Kreme, they're usually referring to the original glazed, made from a recipe dating back to the 1930s. If you haven't had a warm, original glazed donut, you need to try one pronto. Just look for the hot light on at the Krispy Kreme on the Atlanta Highway in front of Toys R Us.
It's time for news and views from 9 till noon. Montgomery's conversational radio show. To join the conversation, call 272-9228. It's news and views from 9 till noon, only on News Talk 93.1 FM. Now, here's Baron and Jack.
You ought to release some of this.
More grown and sexy.
This has a little bit of a like a Future Islands vibe.
I was listening to a lot of Daft Punk at the time. I think
you listen to Future Islands at all? Like, it's got a real kind of Future Islands.
I know
Islands
of
vibe.
Them, but not like crazy amount. But yeah, this is just a little instrumental I made a few years ago too.
I like it.
I'm trying to get back into it.
You ever put you ever lay down vocals on any of this?
Yeah, I can bring something up on YouTube if you want to hear it.
I'm in.
Okay,
I'm in.
We'll do one after the next segment or something. Right. I'll pull one up. Right. I'm very self-conscious about my voice, but I haven't sang on a track in like five. I haven't sang
since
my... Well, I don't
want you to be self-conscious.
No, I'm over it now.
Oh, okay.
But I'm interested in trying to sing on a track now that I've done like 5-6 years of vocal training on radio.
Yeah.
Like, my voice is much stronger.
Yeah, and you... That was probably the biggest thing I had to learn on radio was how to breathe properly. Because I didn't know how to breathe properly.
Well, and I'm sure we don't want to name names, but you occasionally get guests that are just like... Why don't you go sniff the pollen off your car before you came in? Good Lord, man.
Or the ones that sit way back from a microphone, they're like this far away. So you get the mic all jacked up, and right. then they lean in and go... I'm like, oh, come on! Pick a spot!
Well, we need to remember we're on air right now.
Oh,
we're in one of those moments where we're having too much fun.
I forget I'm on air a lot. You know, because, and frankly, we do it with the headphones off, but it's not much different than we talk about on air during the break.
True.
Because we might be talking politics, we might be telling jokes, we might be just, you know, joking around about somebody or whatever. Our number, if you want to get in, 272-9228, 272-9228. I do have a little bit of news to cover today. We have not covered much. I want to get your thoughts on some of this as well. Belgium. They're saying Belgium may be the first majority Islamic state in Europe. And they're on pace to do it in around the year 2030. And after that, a lot of them will fall pretty quickly because while Muslims may only make up a 7 or 8 or 9% population in a lot of these countries, they're 30 or 40 or 50% of childbirths.
Okay, and I know that the border restrictions, these sort of things might be necessary, but I'm trying to stick to my freedom principles, freedom of migration. I have a solution to this problem.
I want
to
hear it.
Especially in Europe, but it can also apply to the United States. Mm-hmm. It's time to start having babies, folks. It's fun to make them. They actually give you more in return than you have to give them, though it is a lot of work, no doubt. It's time to start making babies, Western.
I have a seventh coming in June.
Not the problem.
How many do I have to have?
You are not the problem. I'm saying you're right. The birth rate in especially Europe, Western Europe, is horrendous. I think there are more people dying than being born over there.
Yeah, some of the native replacement rates are down to like 1.2 or 1.3.
Yeah.
And when I say native replacement rates, I mean people who were born in that country. So a French person born in France, on average, is only having 1.2 children per childbirthing woman.
Well, that's a projection of 2030 because of the birth rates in the Muslim
Because the
community.
Low birth rates of native Belgians and then the high birth rates of the Muslims who have made their way in.
Now, I've looked into this a little bit on the general question
that's
of
That's a takeover, by the way.
But the general question of overpopulation.
Yeah.
It may very well be because it's happened in almost, despite culture, different cultures. Yeah. When you have affluence, you usually get less children.
Sure.
So it might happen if the Muslims in Western Europe become more affluent. And I don't know why that is, but we're now having people having less children. Then you got the weird Silicon Valley geniuses trying to live forever.
Yeah.
Like, okay, we're going to be the last generation of people who have been born? That doesn't sound like fun.
No, it doesn't. And it doesn't sound realistic. Why are young people not having children?
I think there's a worry. I mean, I've waited mostly because I don't want to have a child out of wedlock.
Well, yeah, I mean, that's very responsible of you.
But also, I think people see it as it's a lot of work and
it's not
money.
Really. I have children. I mean, it is a lot of work.
Yeah.
But it's doable.
Right.
I mean, everybody who's ever been born was born to somebody who did it.
Well, I think people are, at the end of the day, more self-oriented in a way.
Yeah.
And it also... With the more affluent society, the things that you're supposed to do for kids, which I think are overwrought, you don't have to do all those things for kids.
Yeah,
I think people say, I don't want to pay for school.
It's just interesting to me. I look at this, and the consequences of a Muslim Europe are unbelievable when you think about the way things have gone here in the last little while. I'll be with you in a moment, sir.
Goodness.
We have a guest that has walked in the studio. Here's the other story that I kind of wanted to make sure I covered today, just in the weird and quirky news. Scientists are now coming back and saying, you know, climate change may not be as bad as we thought. This is a story out of the Express. Not the most credible news organization in the United Kingdom, but not a terrible one. The scientists are now saying up to 45% less intense climate change will be than is widely accepted. Winter waves pounding the Scottish and Irish coasts have grown by up to 5 feet, 6 inches over the past 70 years. So my question to you is, I know you're not a traditional Republican or Democrat. Do you believe, where are you on climate change?
I am more than willing to accept purely the science of climate change. Of course, with that type of science, you always need more information. I think the theory is very plausible.
But do you think the science has been manipulated in any way?
Oh, of course,
for political reasons?
Yes, and that's what I was coming to. I am willing to just have the argument to give up, maybe the science of climate change, this is happening. But then look at the Paris Climate Accord. What they are projecting isn't just climate science. They then do an economic impact study on what the climate changes would do to the economy few decades from now. Yeah, because economic predictions are so accurate in such a dynamic global economy. Then they do another economic impact study based on if we put in these particular reforms, and there are never unintended consequences for massive global regulations and programs. So my problem isn't really with the climate science. If it is a problem, I think we can solve the problem largely through innovation, ingenuity, cooperating voluntarily, all these things that have given us prosperity over the last 200 years. I have a big problem with the idea that we can actually project the future in terms of economic impact of these things. I just don't think you have to solve this problem from the center, from a center governmental body, whether it's the UN or the U.S. government or whatever. I think it's a foolish way to do it. It won't be as quick. And then after I actually wrote something up on that. It was one of my biggest articles ever. I actually made money off of it. There are reports coming out of places like Morgan Stanley saying with the fall in the cost of things like solar panels, with switching from coal to natural gas, that actually the U.S. will meet the obligations that they would have been set to in the Paris Climate Accord much quicker than what the accord wanted. And this is just based on market forces. I think if you can convince people that there's a problem, really convince them and say, we're not going to force you to do anything, but we do need to solve it, things will occur. There's now a guy, I just heard him. He was on Joe Rogan's podcast. They're creating ability to clean up the plastic island or the huge plastic dump in the Pacific Ocean.
Isn't that neat? They invented an enzyme?
Yeah, it's amazing. And it's amazing innovation. And it's market-driven. And I think the guy's from the Netherlands or something.
Yeah.
It's brilliant.
Well, the reason I ask it is I'm not at all opposed to global warming. I think that the consequences of global warming are overwhelmingly positive.
Oh.
Higher food production, frankly, better climates. Every major leap in humanity over the last several thousand years corresponds to a period of above average temperatures.
Hmm.
So as temperatures rise, knowledge increases, intellectual capacity increases, ingenuity increases. Because you're creating more food, you got more time to sit around and think, more time to sit around and do. So I'm not necessarily opposed.
Well, which do you think helps my baby-making theory more, global cooling or global warming?
Global warming.
Really?
Yeah, because food will be more readily available, and as ingenuity increases...
But if it's cold, you have to stay warm. And things happen.
Well, someone told me the day that there's like the highest day that children are born. And I think it's like in November or something. And it corresponds back to Valentine's Day.
Yeah, that makes sense.
It's kind of the coldest part of the winter. You've been cold now for 3 months. It's a day of love, and there's chocolate, and I think there's, in many respects, an obligation from the fairer sex that they say.
I've never, by the way, this is how terrible and pitiful I am. I have never been in a relationship on Valentine's Day.
That sounds like a feature, not a bug.
You might be correct on that.
No, but I think the fair sex feels an obligation around February 14th to say, all right, you know,
yeah.
Let's do it. Let's get it on. Let's rumble. Are you ready to rumble?
Yeah.
All right, it's 16 after. Leave you with a little Atlanta Rhythm section since we're talking about baby making. We'll be back.
Never turn you down.
Weather, traffic, and opinion. News Talk 93.1 FM, WACV. Hey folks, Bruce Holding with CTE Outdoor Power. Is this your summer for a lawnmower upgrade? If so, come by CTE and check out the full line of Honda self-propelled walk-behind mowers. Now you know that Honda mowers are great, but did you know that CTE has Honda self-propelled mowers on sale starting at only $399? And did you know Honda mowers are backed by the industry's best warranty of up to 5 years? So, why buy your Honda mower, or any mower for that matter, from CTE? Did you know that CTE can double any mower's engine warranty? That's a 10-year warranty on certain Honda models, and we can add 2 years to the mower's warranty. Did you know that when you purchase a mower from CTE, you can get free pickup and delivery and free blade sharpening for as long as you own it? And if your mower visits our service department, you can receive our 7-day repair guarantee. Now, where else offers all that? CTE Outdoor Power, I-85 at Perry Hill Road, and CTEOutdoorPower.com, where for 20 years, we support what we sell.
You're with your baby girl. You've been practicing your mamas and dadas for weeks. And now she looks up and begins to mouth her very first words. You can feel it. This is the moment you've been waiting for. It's time to get down to your authorized Mercedes-Benz dealer and test drive the Mercedes-Benz GLE, an SUV with the power and capability to handle anything with confidence and active safety features to keep your family safe. That's a smart mama. Smart dada. Lease the 2018 GLE 350 for $599 a month for 36 months with $5,295 due at signing. Mercedes-Benz. The best or nothing.
Monthly lease payment is available only to qualified customers exclusively through Mercedes-Benz Financial Services at participating dealers through April 30th, 2018. Some equipment described as optional. Call 1-800-344-8736 for details about costs and terms.
Visit Jack Ingram Motors at 217 Eastern Boulevard in Montgomery or shop online at jackingrammercedes.com. It's time to love what you drive.
Are you avoiding sex in your relationship? Afraid of approaching that special someone because you can't perform well enough? Or worse, you can't perform at all? At the Male Method, the doctor has only one focus, treating your erectile dysfunction. High blood pressure, diabetes, high cholesterol, prostate cancer, these all contribute to your ED. And the physician knows how to restore your sex life. The spring promotion is here. Your total cost for the doctor's visit, exam, and test dose is only $99. If the test dose doesn't work, you pay nothing. Yep, you've heard this right. So you have absolutely nothing to lose, but everything to gain. Appointments will fill fast. Call now. And don't forget to ask about the new wave therapy treatments. Don't miss the spring promotion and special gifts with purchase. Call 334-392-7050. That's 334-392-7050. Call 334-392-7050. That's 334-392-7050.
What interest rate would you rather pay on your credit card debt? 17% or less than 6% APR? The answer is obvious, LightStream. Because with LightStream, you may be able to consolidate credit card debt and dramatically cut your interest rate to as low as 5.49% APR with AutoPay. Plus, radio listeners get an additional rate discount. Just go to lightstream.com/news. With average interest rates on credit card debt at 17% APR, LightStream could save you thousands in interest. And because LightStream is a division of SunTrust Bank, one of the nation's largest and strongest financial institutions, you can have complete peace of mind. The application takes just minutes, and there are no fees and no pressure. Just lower rates, one low fixed monthly payment, and huge savings. So if you have good to excellent credit, apply today and get a special interest rate discount when you go to lightstream.com/news. That's lightstream.com/news. Lightstream.com/news.
Subject to credit approval, rates include 0.5% auto pay discount, available only when you select auto pay prior to loan funding. Terms and conditions apply and offers are subject to change without notice. Visit lightstream.com for important information about limits on Lightstream loans.
into News and Views. It's 21 minutes after 11 o'clock. Have I mentioned to you guys this hour of the program is brought to you in part by our friends over at Cole Plumbing? Have I mentioned that today? I did not mention that today. Well, let me mention it now. It is 279-8919 is how you get in touch with them. You can also check them out online, coleplumbing.com. And they are very generous sponsors of this hour of the program, Cole Plumbing. They're making plumbing great again in the River Region, 40-plus years in the business. And C.C. Cole, James Cole, the whole Cole family. And I don't want to turn off the Seals and Croft, I'll be honest with you.
I'm digging it.
I mean, I could just, if I ever am a rock and roll DJ, this is the kind of stuff I'm going to play. 80s, late 70s to mid-80s pop music. I mean, that's, you're going to get a healthy dose of that if I ever get in charge of a radio station. That's why they leave me on the talk station.
Yes. Yes,
they say, oh, we don't need a low-rated station. We need highly-rated station.
Well, Joey, in an hour, it looks like you played 8 Prince songs. You got to change it up, man.
Joey, we've been looking. Over the last 2 weeks, you've played 2,300 songs, and they have all been Prince.
Well, I played a few that were the time. Well, that's still him, don't you? You know that.
Anyway, when you have trouble with your bowl, call on Cole. Guys, Joey Clark is in the studio. Jack Campbell normally is out on Thursday, so I don't know if he's going to be back tomorrow. When you're planning a run for mayor, it takes time. It takes planning. It takes preparation.
It does.
And it takes a lot of morning meetings. Jack Campbell for mayor campaign is, I won't say it's thoroughly underway because then he has to file paperwork and all that.
And
but
he's doing meditation, right?
It's a new form of meditation.
Oh, really?
It's called medication.
Oh, there it is. Yeah.
Who's this? You're on the air.
Brubaker.
How are you, sir?
Jack, the problem with running for mayor as a joke is you might win.
You telling me your first House race was a joke or the Senate race was a joke?
All of them.
All of them?
It's sort of like a guy told me one time the Irish gave the Scots the bagpipes as a joke, but the Scots never got it.
Oh, wow.
But hey, listen, that's not why I called.
Okay.
I was downtown yesterday with an hour to kill. So I drove up Caroline Street and surprisingly had to use my badge to get on the block where they're building the new Museum for Peace and Justice, or the one that EJI is building.
Equal Justice.
Freaking believable.
What is unbelievable? The structure?
All of it. I mean, the layout. I almost went inside because once I told them I was a legislator, I think they would have let me in to really look at the inside and get a really good look. But there were so many workmen with power tools running trying to get the thing finished, you know, by Friday. I didn't want my first impression up close and personal to be ruined by thousands of, you know, power tools running. But you can see from the outside, you can get a really good feel just walking around that block between Caroline and Mildred Street. And I am telling you, it is really something.
Well, good. As much money as they spent on it, it better be really something a lot.
Well, it was, for starters, it was private money. And it was, you know, so many people have, my first reaction to it when I heard about it was pretty negative because it was described to me as it's the lynching museum. As if that's all, that the whole message that they're trying to convey is, all these people got lynched, and that was it. That's all that they had to say. But that's just not true. And anybody that, I have no plans to go on Friday while they're doing the speechifying, and the media will be down there, and it's just going to be a madhouse. But after things settle down, you know, I fully intend to go down there and get a good, long, closer look.
That's my plan as well.
The thing that moved me was the most was the picture of the statues and the chains and the shackles. Did you see those?
Yeah, you can see those from, you know, you can see all of that stuff from the street.
Yeah.
And the only part I didn't go in is where all those steel columns actually are,
mm-hmm.
you know, with all the names on them. And it's, first of all, I'm telling you, the landscaping is unbelievable. And I went to, you know, there's those on Caroline Street, there are all those old vacant lots that are right next to the property where the museum is.
Yeah.
And I don't know whether it's, I'm halfway. I got to know Brian Stevenson just a little bit during the judicial override repeal because I was depending on his staff for a lot of the research and statistical work.
Mm-hmm.
Anyway, I was on the vacant lot right next to the property where there used to be a home. And I turned a brick over with my foot that had been buried in the ground. And under it, I found a 1920 silver dollar, one of those piece silver dollars they printed after World War I.
Really?
Yeah. I'm halfway tempted to send it to Brian Stevenson as a good omen. I mean, because, you know, they changed the design of the silver dollar to celebrate the end of the war.
Right.
And it was... but I was...
Everybody in Montgomery's over there
really
turning over
impressed.
Bricks right now.
Well, yeah, they probably are. But remember, if the brick isn't buried all the way into the ground,
yeah,
it hasn't been there long enough because it takes 50 years, it's about 2.5 inches of dirt.
Yeah.
So remember that. Anything just is lying on top of the ground, it's only going to have beer tops under it. So remember, you got to dig a little deeper. But anybody who hasn't gone down there or isn't planning on going down there, you ought to change your mind and go.
Well, I appreciate you calling and checking in with us.
Yeah, I'm glad to do it. It's been a while. And,
yeah.
Jack, I warn you.
Well, Jack's not in today, but Joey's here.
Well, if he runs for mayor and gets elected, I'm really going to laugh at him.
Well, that's his thing.
I might change my residency from Pipe Road just so I can vote for him.
I told him, I said, if you do this and you run, you probably will make the runoff because I think enough people are going to be running. You know, 15% could make the runoff. And if you make the runoff, you very well could win this thing. And he kind of had
Who is running?
He had this look of horror on his face.
who is running? I haven't even heard any names.
I don't know. I think, you know, an Elton Dean or somebody like that could run. You'll get the usual people who run every time there's an election. The Tracy Larkins of the world and William Boyd and all those types of people. But, you know, of the serious candidates, I think there probably will only be two or three legitimate, serious candidates, but there'll be enough other people chopping up the vote that who knows?
I mean, you're right.
LaBelle may decide to run again, you know?
But I'll tell you this. If it's like the race for my Senate seat,
yeah,
it didn't even attract enough interest to have a decent poker game. I mean...
No, it's... Are you surprised only two people ended up qualifying for that?
Well, and neither of them are business people.
Yeah.
What it is everybody's lawyers are telling them the same thing.
Yeah.
That until this ethics thing is cleared up, if you're any sort of a merchant, you need to get out of the legislature.
Yeah.
And if you look at who's not running for re-election and look what they do for a living, I mean, it's guys like Paul Sanford, who's in the catering business, guys like me, guys like Trip Pittman. You're going to have a whole legislature made up of nothing but attorneys and accountants.
Yep. No, not attorneys. Not attorneys, because the attorneys have the same problem.
Well, you know, apparently not, because I've talked to several of the lawyers that are sitting legislators, and the confusion that resulted from Judge Walker's order that the Ethics Commission has steadfastly refused to clarify.
Mm-hmm.
Apparently, it creates more problems for people that are merchants than it does for people who
are in service industries,
professional corporations.
Yeah.
So I don't know why that's true, but if you look, the attorneys do not seem very concerned about this. So
the
merchants are bailing out. Just, I mean, we're running away from Goat Hill like the French Army.
They should be, because what if a principal walks in and you don't know he's a principal and he retains you for $5,000 and then... All of a sudden, you are engaged in business with a principal, you know?
Well, maybe your attorney-client privilege will save you. I don't know.
Yeah,
but anyway, it's going to be an interesting... let's put it this way. The business community is going to be very thinly represented when they start rewriting the ethics laws and all the rest of it. And I wish them luck. I'm just very happy I'm not going to be down there amongst them.
Yeah. Well, we appreciate your service for the last 8 years.
Yeah, thanks for taking the call.
Yeah, thanks. Our number 272-9228 if you want to get in. My friends over at ASC Credit Union have, well, they have credit cards under 9% that are available for you. They have car loans starting in the twos. They have long-term savings starting in the, or as high as, I think, 2.45%. They have, what else do they have? Oh, they're even drawing interest on some of their other accounts. I have to get on there and look. You know, their website, Your ASECU, that's Alabama State Employee Credit Union, Your ASECU, has some really, really good information on there. The user interface on their app, if you download their app, you don't even have to be a member. You can download their app and go ahead and start checking it out. You will really be impressed with how easy that is to use. Their online banking is really second to none. It has a really national bank feel for a credit union that's locally around right in this area here. So ASECU, Your ASECU on the website, ASC Credit Union. I was up, I was going to the Tea Party event the other night.
Yeah.
Up at the Wetumpka Civic Center, and I saw that big, beautiful bank right there on 231, the ASC Credit Union up there. It's gorgeous. I mean, absolutely gorgeous. They got one in Prattville as you're heading towards Prattville on Cobbs Ford Road. It's on the left-hand side right there. Three right here in the River Region, one up in Chilton County, one down in Butler County. Lots of options to choose from, and, of course, 5,000. He mentioned Caroline Street. So I'm playing A Woman Going Crazy on Caroline Street. 5,000 co-op locations for ASC Credit Union. That way you can bank around the country while you're traveling.
Wow.
No excuse not to use ASC Credit Union. Absolutely free checking. Get in there. Be treated like a member. Tired of the big bank running around ASC. More Joey Clark, more Baron Coleman on the other side. I call myself Barry.
Okay, Barry.
That's a weird moment.
Wow.
I mean, I'm ready to retire.
Listens to the jukebox for her answers. Slowly guzzles 25 cent beers. Talks about the men she's known and then some. She's seen them in her dreams and on the street. She slides her dapper legs from beneath.
Want to carry News Talk in your pocket? Download the News Talk 93.1 app from the App Store. Available on iPhone and Android. Never miss a moment. Download now.
Mr. Sandman.
This is David from Mr. Sandman, and our moving sale is winding down, so hurry for our amazing discounts on fabulous mattresses, beds, headboards, power lift chairs, and adjustable bases. By the end of the month, we should be moving back to our permanent showrooms, and these true discount prices will be gone. We have hundreds of factory-fresh mattresses and beds discounted, as well as every floor sample in our temporary location. My Millbrook location is also selling off many floor samples at crazy low prices. Memory foam, latex, hybrids, and plain old mattresses must go fast. All normal sizes, including many twin long mattresses. Please, when you visit us and find something you like, buy it or it will be gone. I really don't want to move this stuff, so I'm begging you to come get a great deal on mattresses, beds, headboards, pillows, and adjustable bases and make this old man's life a whole lot simpler. We're on the Atlanta Highway inside the bypass across from Faulkner and on Highway 14 in Millbrook next to the Citgo. Mr. Sandman Mattress Superstores.
Mr. Sandman.
Hey folks, Dave Ramsey here. If you're looking for a great dentist, I want you to know that I trust Smile Makers. The doctors over at Smile Makers continue to raise the bar when it comes to dentistry. People are coming from all over to get a same-day smile. You heard me. You can get a complete smile makeover in one day. Whether it's the result of bad genetics, a bad decision, or just some bad luck, missing teeth can keep you from enjoying the life you deserve. At Smile Makers, you have options. Not only do they perform same-day smiles, but they also offer life-changing dental implants. When you're in need of complex dental work, I recommend the doctors at Smile Makers in Montgomery. Folks, experience and technology matter. Give Smile Makers a call today for a free consultation or a second opinion. 334-269-8086. That's 334-269-8086. Online at SmileMakersAL.com. And tell them Dave sent you.
Looking for a smart investment? Take a look at a Subaru that's made for the long road ahead. During the Subaru Love Strikes Twice event, get a great deal on a certified pre-owned Subaru with a factory-backed 7-year, 100,000-mile powertrain plan. For a limited time, get as low as 0.9% APR financing for 36 months. Offer ends April 30th at Montgomery Subaru.
Extended powertrain coverage from original warranty start date now through April 13th, 2018. Get 0.99% APR financing for 36 months on all Subaru certified pre-owned used vehicles 2018 to 2013 model years. See dealer for details.
Treat the professional assistants and secretaries in your office to lunch at Mr. Gus. They're celebrating these important staff members all week at Mr. Gus. Show them you appreciate them by treating them to a meal at Montgomery's best unkept secret. If you can't come for lunch, call Mr. Gus at 356-4662. They'll have it ready for you to pick up and take back to the office. And you can always give the gift of Old World Charm with a gift certificate from Mr. Gus, 356-4662.
Mamma mia, do the Gria, come and bring the family.
The man who brought the rock and roll edge to the Eagles is flying solo. Grammy winner and Rock and Roll Hall of Fame member, Don Felder. Saturday, October 27th, Montgomery Performing Arts Center. Performing hits like Life in the Fast Lane, Hotel California, Take It Easy, Tequila Sunrise, and more. Reserve seats on sale now at Ticketmaster.com and at the Impact Box Office, 334-481-5100. Presented by Impact Live.
Paid for by the committee to elect Stan Cook, P.O. Box 130, Kimberly, Alabama, 35091.
We're asking folks who they're going to vote for in the Republican race for state auditor. Pardon me, ma'am. Who are you voting for?
I'm voting for Stan Cook for state auditor.
Why is that?
I'm a Tea Party member, and Stan Cook supports lower taxes.
Excuse me, sir. Who are you voting for?
I'm voting for Stan Cook. Stan is a lifelong Republican. His opponent is a former Democrat that switched parties only to get elected. Stan is a real Republican.
Ma'am, who are you voting for?
I'm voting for Stan Cook because Stan is a conservative Christian, and he supports faith and family values. Stan Cook will defend our values in Montgomery.
Hello, sir. Who are you voting for in the Republican race for state auditor?
I'm an independent voter. I'm voting for Stan Cook for state auditor. Stan is qualified to do the job. He'll cut government waste and protect our tax dollars.
And you, sir?
Stan Cook for state auditor. Stan is a real patriot. He will defend the Constitution. He's an NRA member and a strong supporter of the Second Amendment.
Stan Cook.
Stan Cook.
I'm voting for Stan Cook for state auditor.
The Rich Thomas Weather Network is brought to you by Montgomery Subaru. The experience you want from a dealer is at Montgomery Subaru. 3000 Eastern Boulevard or on the web at MontgomerySubaru.com.
Montgomery Subaru. Rich Thomas Weather.
Well, hi, everybody. We have more weather changes on the way, but for today, look for a sun and cloud mix. It's going to be a little warmer than it has been. A high temperature up to about 76 today. Clouds on the increase tonight, but dry during the evening. Maybe a couple of showers in the overnight hours, low 56. Then tomorrow, showers and thunderstorms, high around 71. Then becoming partly cloudy as the storm system moves away tomorrow night, overnight low 53. On Friday, mid-70s, a sun and cloud mix, but dry during the daytime. Maybe a stray shower Friday night, but a perfect weekend coming up. 77 Saturday, near 80 Sunday with sunshine. Our weather app keeps you on top of weather changes all the time with push notifications for severe weather alerts. Go to the App Store and search Rich Thomas Weather. From the Blue Water Weather Center, this is Rich Thomas.
Chippewa Charm Tree Service, with 15 years of experience from tree trimming to complete removal and free estimates. Licensed and insured. The customer doesn't pay until they're satisfied. Call 334-478-3103.
To News and Views, Heirloom Jewelers. I am so excited about Heirloom Jewelers being back on, being with us. We have three new advertisers that started with us this week.
Yeah.
Yes, yes, yes. Heirloom Jewelers, New Look Decorating, and of course our friends at Chippewa Charm Tree Service. Heirloom Jewelers, though, 40 plus years in the business. They've been around since 1977. The original owners, Wes and Sharon Deckel, The current owner, Troop Booth, is their grandson. So that you're dealing with a third generation jeweler here. And Troop went all the way out to Carlsbad, California to get his degree at the very prestigious GIA, the Gemological Institute of America. He's a diamond grad, so he knows everything he's doing over there. And the difference with Troop Booth and Heirloom Jewelers, there's no chain of command like some of these other stores. You walk in, you're talking directly to the boss, you're dealing with him from start to finish. There's no overhead. He doesn't have a bunch of managers and all this other stuff he's playing. This is Troop Booth's baby. He walks into Heirloom Jewelers each and every day as the man. So you go deal directly with the man. He specializes in that antique and estate jewelry, some of that really cool, older-looking vintage stuff that's really super popular right now. But he also has some of the cool new stuff as well. It's not all the antique look. He's got a lot of the new cool stuff as well. He'll buy your gold and any loose diamonds, and he can remake some stuff and have a cool-looking setup going on there. He'll do same-day evaluations. You can come in any day, Tuesday through Friday, 10 to 5, Saturday, 9 to noon, Tuesday through Friday, 10 to 5. So he's open now. He'll be open till 5 o'clock today, 10 to 5 every day, Tuesday through Friday. He's closed on Monday. Hey, man, you got to give him a day off.
Yeah.
You know, it's Troop Booth. Give him a day off. He deserves it. You can call him if you have any questions, 260-0066, 260-0066. He's on the Atlanta Highway, kind of between Bell Road and Taylor Road, across from Do Re Mi, the little karaoke place right there, where the old Bruno's was. He's on the other side of the street from where that was. Not on the Atlanta Highway, on Vaughn Road. Excuse me. Woo! Other side of town. He's on the Vaughn Road between Bell Road and Taylor Road, close to Bell Road, like a block or two away from Bell Road. And he's on the opposite side of where the Sonic and the Bruno's and all that was. He's across the street from that. It's actually right in front of the Rick and Moe's, if you know where that is. So Heirloom Jewelers, get by there. You're going to love Heirloom Jewelers. And while you're there, let them know you heard about it here on News and Views. Trisha.
Hello.
Hey, Trisha.
How are y'all today?
Wonderful.
I feel like a million
Good.
Bucks.
Good. That's great. I called because you got me thinking about all my conspiracy theory stuff I was in.
Oh, you've called the right place.
I know. With Hillary Clinton and all the people that wind up dead around them. Do you believe that there really is the satanic cult involved with that whole entire situation?
You know, I'll defer to Joey first, then I'll give you my answer. Go ahead.
An actual satanic cult?
There's a lot of rumor about it.
Yeah, there is a lot of rumor about it.
I tend to think they don't need to worship anything in order to...
Here's my thought. I don't believe
Almighty Dollar.
I don't believe there's an overt satanic cult.
Exactly.
But I do believe what they do is evil.
Yeah.
I totally 100% believe that exploiting children is part of what they do up there in Washington, D.C., a lot of the rich and powerful, and that they purposefully get you compromised because then they own you. It's no coincidence to me that a child molester like Dennis Hastert became Speaker of the House. That is not a coincidence to me. Everybody knew the guy was a child molester. That's not, and I think Hollywood's the same way. To get to advance in those kind of evil atmospheres, you really have to be an evil guy, and they'll sniff you out and tell very early whether you're evil enough. And once you demonstrate you are, you can move right to the front of the line.
I have heard whispers, Trisha, about Beelzebub Island. It's actually they kidnap kids and they essentially reenact Lord of the Flies. Just drop these kids off in this place and see how they fend for themselves.
What?
Oh my goodness!
You are kidding?
Yes, I am.
Okay. Shoo. You are kidding.
That's not funny, Joey.
I was like, what?
Yeah, that's playing.
No, but I do believe, I mean, there are too many coincidences around the people who, like, the woman who's a member of the Clinton Foundation who was part of this NXIVM cult and was recruiting women for this sex cult.
Weird, man.
Yeah, that's just too weird. Plus, you have the woman who came out and said she was part of that mind control project and that she had these experiences with Hillary Clinton that I'm not going to mention on air because they make you want to just, you know, vomit all over the studio. I'm not going to go into that. But the Clinton associate that was caught in Haiti, escaping Haiti with 30-something children after the earthquake.
That.
Yeah, no, she was caught leaving Haiti with children. And you know what her job is? She's the head of the National Center for Exploited and Missing Children. She's the head of, like, the Amber Alert system. So and it's just too much around these people.
That's the perfect cover. Too.
Exactly. Yeah, 100% right exactly. Yeah. Why are you leaving the country with children without telling anyone
saving
you're leaving with them? Well, that's obviously the cover.
That's what she said, wasn't it?
Yeah, of course she said.
I do remember that now that you've mentioned it.
She said she was saving the children, but don't, you know, there are before you leave a country with their children, there are protocols you go through, even if you're saving them. You alert someone you're taking their children.
Exactly. Yeah. What about that spirit cooking thing with Podesta's brother?
That stuff's gross. I know exactly what you're talking about.
And Terry Adams has been posting some stuff that I just like. I was like, oh, I wish I had not read that.
Yeah. Isn't it supposed to be a nutrient rich meal, though?
Terrible.
Joey.
Yeah.
Joey.
I'm just all full of jokes today.
High protein.
Yeah.
No, I no, it's. It's the spirit cooking stuff's weird. The satanic artwork and all that. But I think a lot of that's just you know, throwing caution to the wind with respect to stuff like that. It's nouveau. It's cool. It's edgy. Right. It's avant-garde. I don't think there's an overt satanic cult, but I do think those SOBs are evil. I really do believe that. I do 100% believe that. And I think that's why they hate Trump so much, because he's not.
What? Yeah, and one other thing I want to ask you is why is Trump running these things where he's asking people to donate money to, like on Fox News? And have you seen those?
I have not seen those. What is he running?
Or it's on Facebook. There's, I don't know, it's maybe some, it's like a campaign ad to donate money to help him fight against, I don't know, I'll have to screenshot one.
Might be for the midterms.
Yeah, I don't know what he's asking for. I've not seen it. I've not seen it, so I can't comment on it.
Crazy. Okay.
Yeah. There was one more thing I was going to mention when you were talking about all this stuff. Here's the deal. I will leave the child exploitation, and I will say that that is fake news, because they always say, oh, child exploitation, fake news. You know, they try to make like, oh, they're running a child sex ring out of a Comet ping pong play.
Wrong.
No, let me tell you. That was never the story.
It's just wrong.
But here's where I'll leave it. If someone can explain me what a pizza-related map is on a handkerchief, then I'm all in. Because one of the Podesta emails said, John, you left your handkerchief at this house you guys rented, and it has a pizza-related map on it. Do you want it back? And if you look at the code language for child molesters, those words all have meaning. Pizza, pizza-related, map, all this other stuff. Those all have meanings. Mm. And if you tell me an innocuous reason why John Podesta had something that had something called a pizza-related map on it, then I'll go away. I'll say, well, then I'm wrong about all this. Until someone cannot explain that to me, I'm going to continue to believe it's about child exploitation.
Oh, my goodness. These people are really sick.
No, there's no doubt about it. These are the sickest, nastiest people on earth.
Mm-mm-mm. We got to get rid of them.
I agree.
All right.
Thanks.
All right. Certainly. Thanks. Y'all have a good day.
Certainly. 272-9228 telephone number if you want to get in. My friends at New Look Decorating. Have you been by New Look Decorating? Well, you should because they've got decorators on staff. They have two professional decorators, interior designers on staff. They can help you pick out all your colors. They can, you know, match textures, glosses, and flats and mattes. And, you know, the only thing I know about paint is there was a really cool sounding paint in the 80s called Weather Beater. That's the only thing I know about
paint.
That
is nice.
That's a cool sounding paint. Yeah, it's a latex weather beater.
Yeah.
You know, As an 11-year-old, I was like, hey, that sounds
rain or shine, sleet or snow, it beats that weather.
Who doesn't need a little weather beater? And so that's the only thing I know about paint. But you go by New Look Decorating. They got professional interior designers. They can help you pick out your colors. They'll keep your colors on file forever. And as someone told us just yesterday, if you like the looks of somebody's house, or maybe it was 2 days ago, if you like the looks of somebody's house, and you go by and you say, the house over at 415 Winfield, what colors are they using? They'll tell you what colors they used, so you can go and steal those colors and use it on your own thing. New Look Decorating, assuming they bought it New Look. But New Look, they do so many houses. They're on the Atlanta Highway at the end of Bell Road, where Bell Road dead ends in the Atlanta Highway. Right on the other side of that stoplight is New Look Decorating, right next to the Goo Goo Car Wash, across the street from Mr. Gus's. New Look Decorating, they do a fantastic job. If you're using a professional painter, have them call New Look Decorating, get that Benjamin Moore paint. The Benjamin Moore paint is super, super high quality paint, and you just can't beat it with a stick. So check out New Look Decorating when you get a chance. They've been in business for, 40 years? Brian Carr, Brett Lanham over there, those are good folks. They know their paint. They know the stuff. They're excited about it. They got passion, energy, and it rubs off on you. And you'll be excited about your next home improvement project. New Look Decorating on the Atlanta Highway. It's 9 till. Joey Clark's in the studio. We'll be right back.
Get with Greg, Rich, Jay, and Emily Hayes. Three men and a lady. Mornings, 6 to 9 on Newstalk 93.1 FM, WACV.
Hey there, I'm Kim Williams with Alabama Home Mortgage. At Alabama Home Mortgage, we do just that, mortgages. It's all we do, so we do it better. With so many banks and mortgage lenders out there, I know you're probably wondering what makes Alabama Home Mortgage different. Let me tell you. First, we are your neighbors. Don't call a faceless 1-800 number. Call 567-4223 to talk to the Alabama Home Mortgage Team. We are located in Wetumpka. We know the river region. We are able to shop for the very best program and rate available for you. There's nothing like an Alabama Home Mortgage. Let us show you the difference. You won't be disappointed. Call me, Kim Williams, today at 567-4223 or visit our website at alahomemortgage.com. That's alahomemortgage.com to see just how much money you could be saving with an Alabama Home Mortgage. There is a difference in mortgage lenders. NMLS 372-374, Equal Housing Lender.
Hey guys, Baron Coleman here for my friend Riley Manning at Riley Manning Painting. When you've been the gold standard in the painting contracting business for 49 years like Riley Manning Painting, you learn a thing or two about customer satisfaction and getting the job right. That's why he offers the Riley Manning Painting Guarantee. You pay only after the job is complete and only after you are satisfied. Every Riley Manning job comes with that A-plus rating from the Better Business Bureau and trained professional painters. Give Riley Manning a call today, 799-1284, 799-1284, or check him out online, RileyManningPainting.com.
What are the top five reasons for a Krispy Kreme fundraiser? They're profitable, fast, simple, affordable, and successful. Selling delicious Krispy Kreme donuts to family, friends, neighbors, or in high traffic areas can generate significant funds for your organization. Visit Krispy Kreme on the Atlanta Highway or at KrispyKreme.com for more fundraising ideas.
High Caliber Gun and Pawn's name says it all. They are much more than a typical pawn shop. Stop in and meet Danny and the staff. It's springtime and time to save big on lawn equipment and tools. You owe it to yourself and your wallet to check out the deals available every day at High Caliber. Need a gift? Brighten up somebody's day with a TV, Xbox, PS3, PS4, jewelry, or more. If you're into military memorabilia, you have to see High Caliber Gun and Pawn. Now about the gun part of their name. High Caliber Gun and Pawn's expert staff has been dealing in firearms for over 40 years. They have the fairest pricing on firearms in the South. Better than gun show prices every day. And in-house and factory warranties on your purchase. They buy, sell, and offer FFL transfers. Active Military gets their first transfer free. If you need a documented appraisal, let High Caliber Gun and Pawn do it for you. You're not just a customer at High Caliber Gun and Pawn. You are family. High Caliber Gun and Pawn on Memorial Drive just across from Prattville Farm Center. Look for the little blue building bursting at the seams with savings.
Hi, this is Carl Schmidt, naturopath and owner of The Herb Shop. Listen every Saturday at 11 a.m. to Winning Wellness and learn from experts in different fields of science and technology how nutritional supplements can help you. That's every Saturday at 11 a.m.
Trustworthy, accurate, immediate. Carrying your voice across the river region. News Talk 93.1 FM, WACV.
Guys, my friends at Midtown Pizza Kitchen are celebrating today their 7th birthday.
I wonder if that birthday cake.
I love birthday cake.
Oh, you do?
You know what I like better than birthday cake?
Mm.
Cannolis.
Yeah, cannolis.
Brownies with ice cream.
Those cannolis are remarkable.
Hey, you want me to tell you something cool? Now, this is an insider deal. This is off the special menu. Mm-hmm. If you go to Midtown Pizza Kitchen, finish your meal with a scoop of ice cream. With that balsamic glaze over the top.
Yeah.
It looks like chocolate syrup when they put it on. It's a little shinier.
Yeah.
The sour balsamic vinegar with the sweet ice cream. I'm telling you, don't. It's not just balsamic vinegar. It's some glaze they do. But for the seventh birthday, I'm sure they'd love to whip that up. Mm-hmm. It's one of my favorite things to do there. Yeah. I love ice cream. It's one of my favorite dishes is ice cream. And it's just a scoop of vanilla ice cream, really high-quality vanilla ice cream with that balsamic glaze over it. It's special. It's the seventh birthday. Go by there today. Say happy birthday, Midtown Pizza Kitchen. Thank you for supporting intellectually honest, philosophically consistent talk radio for so long. Maybe get you a cannoli while you're in there. Get that scoop of ice cream with the balsamic glaze. Get the special, the pasta special. Get the lunch special, the pizza pies, whatever you want to get. Midtown Pizza Kitchen, blowing the doors open for the seventh birthday. Everybody needs to be by there. I'm going to run by there and high-five everybody. Tell them happy birthday. So don't be a stranger. Today's the day to roll by there. Midtown Pizza Kitchen, very, very, very generous sponsors here. Got Joey Clark in the studio. Jack Campbell may or may not be back tomorrow. Dave Mowry will be in tomorrow. I'm Baron Coleman, and you know that or you wouldn't be listening. Urbanite.
Hey, you know you're not really Baron Coleman. You know you're really Batman, and Joey is Robin.
Ooh, Robin.
Hey, I'm not wearing tights.
Hey.
That's okay, because when you're with Dan, you're Andy Griffin and Opie.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. Well, I play many roles.
The other guy, you're like Ozzy Osbourne and Beaver. But anyway, on the conspiracy, you know, don't you believe what they say that Clinton could have been one of the Bush's kids?
Clinton, one of the... No, I don't believe that.
You don't believe that one?
Too ugly.
That was a good one.
Bushes are good-looking people.
Oh, dang.
Hey, I saw you the other day, Urbanite.
Okay.
I had to go by.
Was I doing something illegal?
You were. You were leaving the post office. I was pulling in.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, you should have waved and said hello, but you know.
I didn't recognize you without your beard. I keep telling people that.
Yeah, I haven't had a beard in like 2 years.
I looked when you were like 20 minutes at that party the other day, and I realized I was looking at you.
Yeah, no, I was standing right next to him. He's like, "Where's Baron?" And I was like, "Bro, right here. Hello."
You should bring the beard back.
Well, you know why I don't wear it?
No, you don't.
It's too gray.
No. We need to start cleaning up America. I got stock and chic. No. People need to shave again.
Hey, listen, you're right. You got stock and chic. I'll tell you what. I would grow the beard back, but it's so gray now that I've stopped growing a beard.
See, that's the other thing. People don't realize you look younger when you don't have the gray on your face.
Absolutely not. I mean, I let me tell you.
I hate you blew my theory about the presidents. I thought they were all related.
No, I don't think they're related. Bill Clinton's just too ugly. But Bill Clinton does have a black son named Danny Williams. Look him up.
Oh, dang. All right.
He does. Danny Williams.
I don't believe anything when it comes to that family. Okay. Have a good one.
See, I have to wear a little bit of a beard.
Why?
Now. Because without
it. You don't have any gray in it. Do you have any gray in it?
No.
Yeah, you don't have any gray in it. You're too young.
No, if I don't, I look like a Polish baby.
That's not true.
Yes, it is.
No, you got nice.
Seen that photo? You
got nice flowing locks. You got a nice gaunt jugular. You know, a jagged face.
Well, that's from the yoga.
Yeah.
You could do.
I mean, the beard looks fine. You could do without the beard, but once the gray comes in, you'll cut it.
Don't you feel distinguished when
I want to do
gray?
Just for men in just 5 minutes and grow my beard back.
See, I'm going to do just for men, but dye it gray.
Why? To add some years?
Yeah, look distinguished.
Don't you say you want it, and then once it starts rolling in, you do everything you can to get rid of it.
All right. Thanks, Barry.
Joey Clark. Yeah, I'm Barry Coleman. Joey Clark has been my guest today. Thank you, Joey. This was fun.
This was a blast.
I did your show last night. You did my show today. This is fun.
Yeah.
We ought to do this more often.
Yeah, I like it.
We ought to do this daily. Maybe we'll talk to the big fella downstairs. All right, guys. I got to go. They're kicking me out of here. Dan Moore's show is next.